Are you heading to LIV Golf Adelaide this week? With half the golfers in Australia flying in, it must be hard to get a tee time at a local track. But don't worry, there's still a way for you to play. Head into X-Golf Marion or X-Golf West Lakes for the very best indoor golf and entertainment experience in Australia, where you can play world-famous courses, hire clubs, and get great food and drink while you play. Book online now at xgolf.com.au or call in today.
Clubby Sports.
This is Jack Nicklaus. Hitting out of a berry blind.
Welcome back to Tee It Up.
We're not welcoming back, we're welcoming
to. Welcome back to Tee It Up for the loyal listeners.
We're here at LIV Adelaide in the media centre, set up. We've got a couple of podcasts to do this afternoon through Dylan Friends. Got a first timer on our pod, but before we introduce him, SD Workshop, in your element.
I feel like I am in my element. It feels nice here.
Wearing golf kit to the golf. Big no-no.
Didn't plan for the fact that I am wearing full golf kit, FootJoy icons in a full outfit. But I did think, you know, Will and I staying together at his lovely parents' place here in Adelaide. Did think we were going back to get changed.
Well, you didn't. And you're here now.
And I'm here now.
You look bloody glorious. You
fit right in. No one said anything about it either.
It's weird that people are coming up to you for photos.
You really wait to tell me things, don't you? You kind of hold back. You probably wanted to give me a gag the entire time for wearing golf shoes.
I only just realised now.
With broken shoelaces.
Mate, I'm introducing them.
Bring the great man in.
I'm introducing him.
Please do.
Will Swale, producer, Clubby Sports' very own, responsible for all the amazing apparel that the boys are getting around in. Welcome to the Tee It Up Golf Podcast, mate.
Q, thanks for having me on board.
The king of Adelaide. I honestly have to admit, I like to be around Will when every single person stops to say hello.
He shook more hands last night than Dil Buckley, which was sensational.
But he was the red carpet last night.
Is it true that Dil Poole just sort of said, "Hey, mate, I'm the star of the show"?
Mate, I'm the ambassador. Step aside.
But, mate, in your hometown, LIV Adelaide, incredible. Yesterday, boys, let's just recap the amazing
day.
We did a mini last night on Dil's podcast where we talked about the amazing day we had. Dil played in the Pro-Am with Dustin Johnson, Sebastian Munoz. Unbelievable day. Like, we just sort of ran it. Well, Sean, you caddied.
Mate, yeah, I did caddy. I was on the bag. I went caddy mode. I wanted to show Q mostly what it was like as a caddy.
Where did you caddy again?
It doesn't really matter at this point in time.
Yeah,
because we caddy to LIV Adelaide. Yeah. But no, it was great. I raked some bunkers, misread some parts, calmed Dil down, hit some good shots.
Yep.
If you haven't seen it on Instagram already, hold an epic putt on the fifth hole.
For
content, probably a little, maybe look better if I did trip over the rope. Just would have been a little funnier, but
face plant.
Mate, it was a hell of a day. It was good to have you boys out there as well.
It was a movie.
It was a movie.
Mate, I spoke to my wife last night and I was like, that's probably the best I've ever had on a golf course. Didn't hit one shot.
Mate,
touch a pill.
When we walked it, Dil and I did like a little extra take walking out of the party hole with all the flashing lights and the songs and stuff. And I remember walking back up the fairway and I look at Dil, I go, mate, that was fucking epic.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't even the tournament yet. Like,
no one in the stands.
Sorry to interrupt. Dylan's just text us saying, how's the run sheet looking? Just for context, we are doing a podcast after this with
Ian Poulter and Lee Westwood.
And we haven't done a run sheet, but I'm guessing you are the human run sheet. Is that right, Q?
Yeah, I'll make it work.
I've got a few extra notes too, especially for Poults. A lot of like early stuff. And then Lee Westwood, we can obviously touch on him loving Australia.
Great Australian history. Both of them do actually. Both of them won here on Aussie Tour. So that'll be unreal. And I'm helping Dil on that, which is news to me, but it'll be great fun.
Yeah, so hence the text.
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Now, Willie, we want to do this with you because you're a local here in Adelaide. We've got heaps of people who listen to this podcast, the whole 400 of them, coming over here in their droves to assault your city. And you're the king of this place. Now, plan your perfect day. If you're coming over, you've driven over with the boys, you've played your golf.
You've played Royal Adelaide in the morning.
Would be nice. You've played in the morning. You've played somewhere.
Yep.
You've been at the wool shed all night. Get lost in there. Maybe to the horse. And then
Crook place. Both
place.
In fact.
Great place. But plan everyone's night out for them, mate. What are we doing as a local knowledge and the prince of this joint?
Well, let's plan out Friday night because I think that's a good one with the footy on. So I think
5 o'clock,
you're getting to the Lion in North Adelaide. Great pub, good food, great for a beer, good people watching, probably about a kilometre from the Oval. So have a few there, 5 till 7-ish. Walk to the Adelaide Oval, which is, like I said, about a kilometre away.
Yep.
Go to the footy, feel yourself right up there, drinking responsibly, of course.
On the hill?
Yeah, to be honest, watching footy on the hill sucks. It's a bit of a zoo, and you can't really watch much footy. So as a footy purist,
So if you're there to get pissed.
Yeah. You're better off finding a bar. Anyway, we sort of lost track there. So you, yeah, you fill yourself up at the footy, get across the bridge. There's the footbridge there at the Adelaide Oval, which takes you right into the heart of the town. So you've got the casino there, which is also, you know, that's a late night sort
casino.
Of...
casino.
Hugh's a little bit already accustomed to that.
You know,
so he was maybe up a Paradigm Drive, and now he's down about a 3, would I reckon.
No, I bought some clothes. G'day to everyone at the Star. Had a ball. Thanks for having me.
It's actually, what is it? The Sky City.
Sky City, not the Star. Where's the Star? Sydney.
Yeah. So, yeah, Sky City, save that for later in the night. That's sort of once everything closes up.
Yeah.
So I think you're probably going to get up to Peel Street, I'm thinking. So through the railway station, up across Hindley Street to Peel Street. So you've got a number of nice bars there. Which will kick you a night off nicely, I think. You could be there all night, really, but...
Just give us one spot. If you're struggling to get in anywhere with a group of lads, where are you going?
A group of lads, yeah, that's an interesting
one. Crybaby?
No, that's a little bit after.
Okay.
Shed. You go to the Shed.
Oh, mate, it's terrible.
Or out this side of town, the Ramsgate's just down the road.
The Ramsgate.
The Rammy.
Classic.
You did ask me to plan for this, and I've sort of... I haven't. So
mate, just plan your night out. You've got the boys here in Adelaide. What are you doing?
You go to Alfred's for a few drinks.
Alfred's.
Just a little bar. You know, if you're single, there might be a little bit floating around.
Shawnee, see you there later.
I'm not, obviously, so that's not of my interest. But
no, I'd hate it.
I'd happily take my mate Sean out and, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay.
So Alfred's or any of those little bars on that street, to be honest, there's plenty happening. Once you've probably, you know, done your time on Peel Street, you're probably going to go to one of two places. You've got one of three. You've got Shotgun Willie's, which is...
Get there before 9.
Yeah, that place, massive line. But I've got a little one for you here. So there's a place next door called, I believe it's Blue Venus. Don't quote me on that name. It's next door to the left. If you're looking at Shotgun Willie's, look to the left, and there's a little bar club there. Head down. They've got a bar downstairs. There's a trick way that you can actually sneak into Shotgun Willie's through their toilets. They share toilets. So there's a way you can actually sort of skip your way through the line there.
Okay.
So is this Bank Street?
No, they're just Shotgun Willie's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So then got Shotgun Willie's. You can either go Crybaby, good joint, or on Rundle Street, there's Wax.
Well, just for Crybaby too, I did park near there last night and out the back.
No, you were there, mate.
I didn't go there, but out the back, they've got a live through golf gods. They've got a live golf set up out the back there, a bit of a street party. So if you want to get in there for a few sherbets, that's where you go. If
big shout out to those boys. They're here and they're very, very loud polos, which was very impressive yesterday.
Mate, they decked this place out.
They're mad, those blokes. They absolutely love it. I think they're having champagne at about 9 a.m.
Great story. We're organising a poll with those guys too to talk about their story. Bunch of tradies started a golf brand and they're mega. So we'll get them on.
Are you heading to Adelaide for Live Golf this week? You haven't booked a tee time at your local track? Then why not head down to X-Golf Marion and X-Golf Westlakes for the very best indoor golf Adelaide has to offer. Book online now at xgolf.com.au or call in today.
What about a coffee spot, mate, for those coming over with the family maybe and just want to go for a nice bean in the morning before they come out here?
Well, I actually took Sean and Dill there for lunch the other day. This Adelaide Central Market's a cracker.
Big winner. A lot of fun.
Yeah. I took the boys to La Cheers, which is sort of a bit of a sandwich sort of delicatessen, would you call it?
Yeah, like a deli, get like a really fresh sandwich. We had a like a mortadella style sandwich.
Yep.
Heaps of different ones on the menu, but you just get a nice, fresh, big, crunchy bread sandwich. You'd love it, Q.
Yeah. Okay.
So, roll around the Central Market. Some cool stuff to look at there.
Yeah. Get out here as well. There's beaches. Unbelievable. Great city, Adelaide.
Yeah.
Boys, today we've been in here for about 2 hours and we've run into some stars. We've had a pretty good day. Well, let's talk about the red carpet firstly last night at the Live launch
party. Should I tell Dill's story?
Yeah, we'll tell Dill's story. But, oh, no, we can't steal his...
Do we set the scene?
No, this is terrible. Let's
steal
anyway, it.
Dill Buckley, just for the listeners out there, I'm so thankful to what he's given me this week. He's brought me in under his little wing and
cozy under that.
Unbelievable. Like,
absolutely.
Prime with DJ. Last night on the red carpet, special group. Dill's getting them as they come in, asking them, doing the Dill Buckley thing, asking them amazing questions. We're just shaking hands, kissing babies. But some of us have gone in for handshakes.
Let me set it up.
You did.
Yes, I
Matt Jones absolutely nailed you.
Yeah, but that wasn't on camera, so there's no proof.
I thought you got that.
I just turned it off.
Okay.
I don't think that happened.
It must not have happened. Just like my fast sniffing.
You got to mention the name, but basically we had to usher him over. I basically spear tackled him and brought him over.
Dustin Johnson. And context, we had...
Friend.
When I say we, Dill played with him that day, so we...
We'd hassled him all day.
Yeah, so he knew what we looked like at least. He didn't know our names, of course.
He knew we were harmless.
Yep.
Which is worse.
And he's come over. He's walked in with the beautiful Paulina. So that, you know,
she took off quick when we grabbed her.
So, no, she ran. So she streamed into the function, and DJ's sort of been corralled by Sean in a headlock to have a chat with Dill.
That was essentially my job, was to, we had I'd elicit names, and I was the only one that knew their faces. Maddie did a phenomenal job, so the two of us are basically just standing there grabbing them and pulling them over.
Yeah, so I'm on the little on the camera. Anyway, DJ's sheepishly, DJ's come sheepishly over to have a chat with Dill and sort of having small talk about their round, and sort of Dill's talking about how he gave some DJ some golf lessons. Anyway, because Pauline has rolled into the function, he's obviously worried about her being left alone. You know,
worried about Sean running after her and getting her in a headlock.
Not so much. Probably more the fact that like she's rolled into the function with 1,000 people without him. And so he didn't want to be in the convo, but good on him. To his credit, he continued with the conversation. And, you know, as it's wrapped up, Dill's thrown the hand out for a handshake. I said, thanks for the chat, DJ. And he just absolutely brushed him. It's on camera.
Oh, best, that'll go absolutely bananas.
Of everything this week, that's probably going to be the one clip that does us justice.
The one clip that I'm happy with today, and Will and I are both happy with, Anthony Kim, snap. We got our snap.
You got the flick.
With the AK, and like 10, 15 second chat. Legend.
Lovely bloke. I was by myself, and I have to do it.
Did you selfie it?
I said, AK, can I just have a picture? And my mate happened to be standing near us.
Ah, perfect.
And he's like, yeah, sure, man. I was thinking, like, he's going to brush
me. Mate,
he's
so chill. I think he's just really happy where he's in life right now. So,
yeah. For a golf nuffy, the starstruckness has been strong this week. Yeah. We just saw Bryson on the range, pegging drivers.
Walked straight past Brooks.
What about the three-wood he was hitting Bryson?
Oh, man, it didn't deviate off a line. It was as straight as a die. We are dealing with some noisy conditions in our room. We do have the kitchen cleaning up and some
knife banging, and fork. He's got them sorted, though.
I'm sure Custic will edit all that out.
I won't be editing anything. But, yeah, boys, what an experience. Today, obviously, we've got that pod. Tonight, a bit of a rest night. It is Anzac Day, so, you know, great day for Australia. So, you know, everyone, hope you're enjoying your day. If you are coming to the golf tomorrow, if you see us around.
Yeah, come say hi.
Probably be wearing a More Greens hat. They're pretty prominent, so come and say good day. Yeah, if anyone's got any tips on what to do, send them in and we'll get them out to everyone who listens. But
the first listener that sees Sean tomorrow, he said he would give up his More Greens hat. So
lock it in. Ask me. It's yours. I'll have one in my back pocket just in case. I actually saw your friend before Miles. He was rolling around.
Did see him.
I tried to give him the hat off my head and he said, I need a fresh one tomorrow.
I've been trying to give these away and no one will take it.
Well, you've also been talking to the wrong people.
Talking to the wrong people.
Yeah. All right. Quick one though, before we wrap it up. Tip of the week, Custic, who's winning?
I'm going Cam Smith. I think he hit the press conference post Augusta. Said he's hit it the best he has around there. If he can keep his driver under control here. Nice. Hopefully the green's quick enough. Rained last night, but it looks like it's firming a bit today. Super relaxed this year. I think last year coming into this, he finished tight third last year, but coming into it, huge media attention. Obviously the first live event here coming off the Open win was Cam Mania. But now I think, you know, with Rahm and all those guys here, he's been released of a little bit of burden. So he's sharing the load with the media stuff. So I think nice and relaxed Cam Smith goes low first day and they don't catch him.
Good call. Willie boy?
Well, I'm a golf nuffy. I don't really know heaps, but I think that with a bit of rain today, I think they planned on getting it fast over the next few days, which I can imagine they're going to struggle with, you know, pretty still conditions, bit of moisture. I reckon John Rahm's going to play darts.
Hope so.
Rambo. I'm going to go Bryson. Coming off a heater from the Masters, watched him for a good 10 minutes on the range, whether that means much.
He looks to be enjoying himself as well.
He does. He had a small crowd around him, and then Big Brooksy had maybe two people next to him, so.
Brooksy scares him, I think. Brooksy scares him away. So.
Yeah, but he does. I must say, like, don't know him from a bar of soap, but Bryson was, like, laughing. He seemed to just be, like, really engaging with everyone,
He's changed his attitude, like, even in his media at the Masters, he was unbelievable. But just seeing these guys here and being in the environment we're in is pretty incredible, boys.
Quick one. You can't choose the party hole. What's the best hole out here?
Good question.
I really like the uphill par 3 over the back. I think it might have been 14.
Yep.
The little par 3. They've got a new little standing area there. If you've got a ticket, I don't know what it's called, but that was pretty cool. The uphill par 3 over the very back of the property.
Yeah, it's cool. Yep.
I like that. I think the second hole's pretty cool too, coming back up in two. As you walk in, if anyone's coming in through the putting green, there's a grandstand behind the second green. They'll be popping wedges in there because the shot Munoz hit in there yesterday from the bunker on the right.
A great shot.
Hit it to fuck. It was a joke. It was like
kicked
160
it in.
Shot. Yeah, kicked it in.
I liked 18 a lot.
I was about to say the same.
But in saying that, though, I did actually really like the party hole because it played like I think yesterday it played like 148 or something, just thinking off top.
DJ hit one halfway.
Mate, it honestly played two clubs longer. It was uphill into the breeze.
Yeah, it was pretty breezy.
And I reckon all that music was knocking it down a little bit as well.
Yeah, I reckon the... I agree with you about the 18th, because they can get at it. And I think prevailing breeze, I think it's an exciting hole. Driver, wedge, they can make birdie on the last, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, boys. Absolute pleasure to have you on. Willie, thanks for being part of it.
Look forward to being back.
You'll be back.
If I'm invited.
You'll be back. You'll be back. You're a good man. You're a good man too, Shawnee.
You're a great man, Farty Pants.
Make sure you buy the coffees.
If you want to get some context to Farty Pants,
listen to Dill's Mini.
Oh, yeah. We actually nearly wrapped that up, but please listen to the Mini. It's the one thing I have excused me from the old week for the last Mini. And now Farty Pants over here has got his little taste of what it is like to be...
I stand by it.
I think you call it a fetish, wouldn't you?
It could very much be.
The show's very red when we talk about this. This and also Leash. Every time he sees Leash, he goes to water. Oh.
He doesn't give you enough, I don't think, Leash. What we do need to do right now is write that damn run sheet really quickly.
He did...
He gives him enough, but like... Leash, over here.
I haven't done that once.
I was on your pod. She's standing behind him on the range going, nice Leash. Mate, like,
thanks,
leave the bloke alone.
Make sure you get around today's presenting partner as well in Golf Box. If you are looking for a round of golf, head down to Westlakes X-Golf or Marion X-Golf to get a whack. You can have some food and beverage while you're there as well. We'll wrap it up here, boys. I'm going to go sniff some farts.
Leash.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from Producers Clubby Sports Network. If you enjoyed the show, then it would be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, or even share it with your friends. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggestions, or to advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producer.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.